As you have heard, you can inherit and share the glorious riches of heaven with God. All you have to do is accept His way. But some folks have a funny idea that there are a lot of different ways to God. Well, just as we have only one earthly Father, there is only one God, and only one Savior who reconciles men with God. Other religions don't get you to heaven because they don't deal with sin. Sin remains in our soul, the spirit dies. And only when sin is cleansed away by the blood of Jesus Christ can the spirit live. This is the only way we are accepted by God and can go to heaven. God has allowed a grace period during which He saves souls who are willing to accept His way. But time is short. The enemy realizes time is short too, and is mounting an all-out assault against God's children and all of mankind. An example is the New Age movement, a movement that is successfully deceiving millions of people and is a most prominent activity of Satan at this time. This movement declares that we humans have the potential to be God ourselves, to become like God. They say since man is God, there is no higher God, therefore no heaven. But do you remember the first lie Satan used to deceive the human? He said, "You'll be like God." Now, it's a sad fact that much of humanity is still being fed this lie and is following blindly after it. As God made the division between light and darkness, day and night, there is a heaven and a hell. And we must have a definite, unwavering faith in Christ and a strong hope of heaven. Matthew 13, verse 44 states that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. We have the glorious opportunity of investing our complete hope in the treasure of heaven. John 2:15 says, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." But some believers argue that placing too much hope in heaven will result in a sort of escape from this world. A fantasy that perhaps would not be healthy. Perhaps so heavenly minded there are no earthly good. But E.M. Bounds once so beautifully wrote, "The best citizen of heaven is the best citizen of earth." You are a child of God. And so being, you overcome the world. We are partakers of Christ's victory and triumph of sin and death. We are not going to perish in Jesus, but will find a new beginning of everlasting joy and happiness. So seek your rightful heritage. Fight the good fight. Labor for heaven and its imperishable riches. And we'll all meet in heaven.